Boozehound Entertainment presents A Walk in Darkness.
We're searching for the Demonic Testament, a book written by a demon, and you're coming with us.
Hey everyone. Well, somehow parts of the Demonic Testament got leaked to the media. We're really not sure who did it, but we know it wasn't us. People all over the world have begun to protest the church and are demanding to read the whole Demonic Testament for themselves.
It's freaking pandemonium out there. And I'm afraid that this book has prompted the very thing that we feared would happen.
Yeah, the rebellion of the church and the establishment. I'm not sure people know what to accept as the truth anymore. It's made things really dangerous.
Demonic Testament is trending on Twitter, which is crazy. Never thought I'd see that happening.
Yeah.
Reports of small riots and minor uprisings are happening in Atlanta, Nashville, Kenner, Louisiana, and Katy, Texas.
Oh, you know, the same thing in Brighton, England, in Dublin. And we have an unconfirmed report of churches burning in Zurich.
Wow. And according to numerous tweets, people are condemning the church for its lies and are basically leaving the church. There's this tweet here from SpiritFeather77. He says, or she says, "I've lived my entire life based on your lies. No more. Tonight, I break all 10 commandments."
Ooh.
With the following hashtags: debauchery, fuck the church, demonic testament, and a walk in darkness.
Or there's this one on the other side. Don't believe the liberals or at a walk in darkness. God is our only savior and will protect us from the lies in the demonic testament. Hashtag God, Jesus saves, believe, and God save the church.
Oh boy. Yeah, there are just thousands on both ends and really nothing in the middle, which is crazy.
Yeah, I know. I mean, before Father Murray died, he and some of his colleagues didn't think it would be a good idea to release it. And I know people want to read it, but I'm still on the fence.
Yeah, I am too, and I don't know. Part of me thinks, you know, at this point, would it really make that big of a difference if we released it? I don't know, maybe it would.
It may just be the final straw that brings the darkness.
Yeah, you're probably right about that, but then again, we may have already done that with our episode summarizing the Demonic Testament.
I don't think so. I mean, sure, there are a few large protests, but here in Idaho Falls, we're only seeing a few small protests at churches. But so far, everything is peaceful.
Wait. I just got a reverse 911 notification. Protesters are breaking the glass and trying to bust in the doors of the Blessed Sacrament Church. And we're all supposed to shelter indoors, it says.
Oh, damn. A half dozen cop cars sped past going the wrong way down our one-way street.
Sutton, look at your wrists.
Oh, my God.
I don't think God has anything to do with it.
This has been the Supernatural Thriller Podcast, A Walk in Darkness, produced by Boozehound Entertainment. Follow A Walk in Darkness on Instagram and Twitter, and don't forget to subscribe.